Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. We're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. This powerful message talking about the names of God. Amen. We're going to continue on today. So like for you to call a neighbor and a friend, tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes, God's name is so wonderful. Now, we talked about Jehovah Rohi, which is the Lord is our shepherd. When the Lord's your shepherd, He will take care of you. He won't let you go hungry. He won't let you go naked. He won't let you go homeless. But He will make a way for you. The Lord will feed you naturally and will heal your body if you're sick. The Lord will, sure enough, make a way for you when you're going through different situations. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a doctor in the sick room. The Lord is a wonderful counselor. Yes, He is. He knows how to solve your problems. Yes. The glory of God is so marvelous. It's so wonderful. Amen. That's the reason why He is Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is your shepherd. When the Lord is your shepherd, He will lead you into green pastures, where you can be fed with the wholesome word of God to be a strong sheep to live for Jesus. There's too many weak Christians out there. They're not being fed in green pastures because the devil is sowing chaff out there and trying to make them feel like they got to remain in sin. But I got news to let you know, Jesus come to bring you out of sin so that you can walk in green pastures. And like we preached on the earlier broadcast, you don't have to be using the Lord's name in vain, taking the Lord's name in vain. But instead, you have a good conversation to talk about Jesus, because Jesus made the change in us. Praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, let's go to, praise God, the Word of God here, praise the Lord, in Isaiah, praise the Lord, 12 and 2.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation.
Yes. Now, when you said Jehovah Rohi, which is the Lord your shepherd, He's your salvation. The Lord will deliver you. He's a deliverer. Look how He brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. I'm telling you, He plagued the Egyptians, destroying the idols of Egypt, because Egypt was taking the Lord's name in vain. They were worshiping idols, and God struck them down. He plagued them with frogs. He plagued them with lice. He turned the river into blood. I'm telling you, the Lord plagued the Egyptians. Then he took it to open up the Red Sea and drowned Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea, proving his power, being a deliverer. Now, when Israel came out of Egypt, and when they crossed the Red Sea, Pharaoh's army chased them until they got to the Red Sea. But when they crossed that Red Sea, and God drowned Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea, you don't hear read nowhere in that Bible that he had any problems with Egypt carrying them back into slavery, because they were free. Now, when Jesus washed us in his blood and delivered us and set us free, then we ought to be free. Like Jesus said in St. John 8:36, "For he who the Son set free is free indeed."
Amen.
We need to be free from the bondage of sin, because we have been washed. I say washed in the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Praise. So God is our salvation. Jesus came out from God. He's the Son of God. Yes, he's 100% God, and he's 100% man. He was born by the power of the Holy Ghost through the Virgin Mary, making him the Son of God. And he was born of a woman through Mary, making him the Son of Man. Therefore, Jesus is God's Son. And he gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood so that we can be free from the bondage of the devil. Praise the Lord. And that's good news. That's the reason why I buy time on radio. That's the reason why I preach the gospel. Because people need to hear about it. How that they can come out of sin. Because Jesus paid the debt on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. And there's power in that blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. There's power in that blood not only to forgive you of your sin, but there's power to cleanse you and root out the desire, appetite, the outer nature of sin, and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, to make you born again, a child of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad for that Jesus come to sanctify the people.
Praise
God. Amen. So, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is our shepherd. Yes, he is. God is our salvation. Amen. I will trust and not be afraid. When the Lord sets you free, he make you bold. I'm telling you, be bold to testify to the world. What I have been, I ain't going to be no more.
Amen.
Some Christians are scared. They're scared because the Lord hasn't set them free. They feel like they're going to sin because the Lord hasn't set them free. But when the Lord come in you, you are bold. What I have been, I ain't going to be no more. I used to drink, but I'm not drinking no more. I used to smoke and gamble. I used to go to the club, but I don't do that no more. I used to use profanity, but I don't do it no more. Why? Because Jesus, I said Jesus made the change. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord done saved me. I don't fornicate no more. I don't commit adultery no more. Because Jesus made the change. I'm telling you, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is your shepherd. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, Colossians 2:9, Missionary Velvet. Amen. The Lord has become our deliverer, the salvation. Praise God.
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead boldly.
Amen. I'm telling you, in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead. Let you know, the Holy Ghost is part of the Almighty God that will come alive in our soul. Praise God. Jesus came from his Father, praise our God. And all of that makes up God. I'm telling you, praise God.
And ye are complete in him.
We are complete in him.
Which is the head of principalities and power.
He's the head of all principalities and power. That's why he's the Almighty God. I'm telling you, there's no other God besides him. Praise God. That's why we can preach with authority here on the broadcast. Let you know that Jesus come to set us free. Jesus come to save us. Being saved means to live a clean life. A lot of people don't know what saving means.
This thing saved is, amen. Well, I'm saved because the Bible says so. But I want to let you know Jesus come to save you so that you can be free from your sin. So you can live a life with victory over the devil. Amen. Place the devil under your feet. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, you the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know the power of God will change their life. And they won't be the same no more. Deliver them from drugs, from alcohol. Lord, from making that bash they make it now. Lord, deliver them from using profanity. Lord, save them and deliver them. Lord, go into the churches. Let revival break out in these churches. That folks may get it like the Bible said. So they can be on fire for God. That the preacher get on fire for God. Start living holy for God. Amen. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise and songs, and there is no secret what my God can do. What he does for others, he will do it for you. The Lord can save and he can deliver no matter where you are. Like the song says, if you have to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. And the Lord will do that for you and you. You believe that message and that prayer that Ella Holmes that's preaching, that message prayer he prayed. You have started your way, or you've been revived and been redeemed. Let's hold it there and keep on seeking the Lord for higher heights and deeper depths. Joe behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and a plan for you to prosper. God, there is nothing that my God can do. He can bring you out of whatever you've been getting in trouble with. The Lord can deliver. Those in freedom, thinking your prayer and support of our minister, continue to pray for as we pray for you, and God has a plan for you too. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, praise God, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, what God has promised you and I, he is able to perform. I implore you, I challenge you to give God a chance. It will be the best decision you ever made. May God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself as we go into the jails and prison to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those just incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. To next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of our pastors, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.